And putting in the spotlight once again, the Grace Centers of Hope, established in 1942, it's one of the largest faith-based long-term life skills programs for those afflicted by homelessness, addiction, and abuse in Southeast Michigan. They provide help and hope to those in need without any government funding. And during this pandemic, believe me, they need more help than ever. The needs are greater than ever. Overseeing the flock is Pastor Kent Clark from Grace Centers of Hope. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Well, Debbie, it's just a real joy to be back with you on WJR.
Well, it's a joy to have you. It's a joy to let our WJR listeners know about what you're doing successfully and your needs. And it's a joy for our listeners to be able to jump in and cooperate and help. I've said it 1,000 times, now 1,001 times. We have the most generous listeners in all of radio. What's happening? I know the pandemic is throwing a monkey wrench into everything, but tell me about some of your programs and especially some of your needs.
Well, it's so very true. The American people are the most giving people in the world, and those who are WJR listeners are the best of the best. We appreciate so very, very much. As you've said, Grace Centers of Hope receives no government funding whatsoever. It's just us. Our budget at Grace Centers is a little over $7 million per year. All of that coming from the private sector, no government funding. We want to see people get their life back, not just feed, clothe, and shelter. If that's all you do, I think that's that could be said to be poor charity. We want to see people become, again, productive citizens. About 98% of the people come to Grace Centers have been addicted to drugs and or alcohol and need to be set free from that. And we're seeing such great success. Even with what's going on with COVID, this has been a tremendous year for people to see the need at Grace Centers and to give. And today I want to emphasize our meal tickets. Every year about this time we start to talk about needing meals. We serve approximately 130,000 meals last year and looking to do more than that this year. And we're asking people to buy meal tickets, purchase a meal ticket for $2.17 and help us begin the big push for these winter months to provide meals for people in need. So if you can, and I hope you'll do it, our staff people are standing by at the center now to receive those donations, $2.17. If you can buy 20 meals or 5 meals or 1 meal, certainly be appreciated. I'll give you the number if that's all right, Paul.
Oh, of course. We need it.
Okay. The number to call is 248-334-2187. I'll give it again. 248-334-2187. They're standing by for your call. I would say this to you, too, while you're thinking about those meal tickets. If you have opportunity, go by and see what's happening at Grace Centers of Hope. We own over 50 houses there in the city of Pontiac. Our people are going from homelessness to homeownership and getting their lives back. It's just an awesome thing that's happening in downtown Pontiac.
You know, you've said it before. Pastor Kent Clark, Grace Centers of Hope, in our spotlight for our WJR Cares Day today. You've said it before that true change begins when the hurts of the heart are healed. So you're not just throwing a Band-Aid on this. You're putting these people in a position where they no longer need a Band-Aid, if you will. And it's amazing to me what you're able to do, that people can actually today buy meal tickets, each ticket for as little as $2.17. No matter what you give, every $2.17 of it will provide a meal and therefore hope to a Grace Centers of Hope resident. How many meals do you generally do in a year, Pastor?
Well, 127,000 so far last year. We served 127,000 meals. And people come to us looking for that type of thing, the nourishment they need, but so many other things as well. So if you could buy 50 meals, or you can buy 20 meals, give $50, or whatever you can give, we'll see people will get their life back.
So let me give two other ways that they can contribute, along with the number that you just gave, 248-334-2187, 248-334-2187. You can also go to gracecentersofhope.org, gracecentersofhope.org, or simply visit WJR.com and to follow along with the information that's provided there. And you can be a part of what Pastor Ken Clark from Grace Centers of Hope has been doing for a very long time. They were established in 1942, one of the largest faith-based long-term life skills programs for those afflicted by homelessness, addiction, and abuse in Southeast Michigan. And again, during the pandemic, things have gotten worse. Grace Centers of Hope offers programs for men, women, and children who are seeking shelter and healing for their souls, because true change really begins when the hurts of the heart are healed, and the Christian-based approach to life skills offers the community the accountability which is so critical for long-term success. And that's why you're once again picked as our WJR Cares Day recipients. We appreciate all you do. Final words, Pastor?
Well, I just wonder. Thank WJR and all of your listeners for being so kind to Grace Centers of Hope and the folks who are coming there and are seeing healing and getting their life back. God bless America.
God bless you, sir. It is our pleasure and our privilege. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at News Talk 760, the great voice of the Great Lakes, the great voice of healing, WJR.